Welcome to this Kaiomiya Centered Resonance podcast, quantum energy education for real-world results.
So Atlantis and its fall, there's lots of speculation about that. And people have different recollections, different perceptions and even recall of it. Did it actually mean that it fell and disappeared into the ocean? Or as well as that, is it more symbolic of it falling into a lower vibration of energy? It's only my perception and remembrance and things I've downloaded, but again, you know, it's a free will universe and everyone's entitled to their own ideas. So what I'm delivering here is just be curious into it. I'm not saying it's a gospel truth or anything, but for me, Atlantis was a mixture of races and multidimensional beings. So it was a place or a frequency of energy where star beings like the Sirians, Palladians, the Arcturians and elementals interacted with humanity. And for me, that explains why people have recall of Atlantis in different ways. Some people remember the beings as being human. Other people have recollection of them being merfolk. Some different colour, like blue, and a lineage there with the Arcturians, or covered in scales. So fundamentally then we've got Atlantis, not one particular race of being, but a place where different races interacted. Certainly for me, I know I didn't have a incarnation per se in Atlantis, but I certainly know that I went there and visited the White Coral Towers and had a part to play in the alchemy and the Atlantean light language within and around those, activating with the light codes. So we've got humanity and the star beings and this frequency of energy. So what could be seen to happen next? Well, in order for humanity and to evolve, then you've got the split of the genre into yin and yang, the masculine and feminine. Why do this? Well, to allow those facets to evolve and develop and expand. So yin, the creative, the receptive, the life force and perceptive, and the yang, the dynamic solar force that formulates the yin into reality. And that leads to the dance of the yin and yang. And for a while, the balance was kept. But then, slowly, it grew out of balance. So the yin becoming withdrawn in some ways. More depressive in ways. It can become very withdrawn and deep and dark and then the yang out of balance, becoming more aggressive, more manipulative and controlling. And as this happened, then emotions and self-conscious, self-aware, that sort of emotional vibration of energy becoming more apparent. And you can even align this sort of approach to the myths and mythology of Atlantis with the religious texts and the Garden of Eden. The falling of the vibration, the lowering in frequency. So at this point, humanity was still very much standing in its sovereign power and very much able, therefore, to destroy and create at will. And for me, and my awareness is that that's why the yin or the ego program was created. Beings deciding and formulating the ego program to essentially stop humanity not only from destroying itself, but also the worlds and the kingdoms it was involved with. It's a bit like a small child, you know, standing on a bug, or it's like, oh, the bug's dead, but there's not necessarily any remorse for that, or any thought for the bug, or any thought for the destruction. Well, imagine that on a planetary or a scale of a whole kingdom, a whole species of being. So for me, therefore, my understanding, what I've been shown, is that this ego program, or the program of the ego, was designed so humanity could still explore the balance of the dance of the yin and the yang, still explore that. But also, they could develop and explore their God cells, but this time with consequences. So rather than having divine wholeness as creators with no repercussion, now their divinity was externalized. Now a program was in place to separate humanity from their sovereign power, allowing them to have an awareness to experience and feel the impact of their actions. So they could still be creators, they could still create, manifest things, but also destroy things, but they would experience that through karma, through direct repercussion, until they evolve through and beyond this program, and through their conscious choice, fully embrace their divine sovereign power and multidimensional selves. And that then being the role of the ego program, a program to be overridden through conscious choice. And then and only then the realms of the multidimensional kingdoms of which we are a part become truly visible. Linear time belongs to the ego program and the third dimension. But in truth, realities interact and interweave. You may perceive glimpses of these dimensional realities as a reminder to remember who and what we are and why we're here. Raising your consciousness and clearing and aligning your energy field, activating your chakras, makes the seemingly invisible become visible and opens you to experience the true expression of divine light that you are. And also enables you to experience interactions with these finer frequencies, the frequencies of star beings, whether that be the Arcturians, Sirians and Palladians or others, there's many, or the elementals, the dragons and the fairy folk, the merfolk, the nature spirits, as well as all the other interdimensional beings and kingdoms that they're from. They're all waiting to support you and help you with your awakening. And today, it's the dragons and the dragon kingdom that are stepping forward to help. And bringing your awareness and attention down into your feet. Just for a moment, imagine that you can see roots growing out from beneath your feet. The first colour that you think of, imagine that you can see and sense roots going deep down into the earth, deeper and deeper. And as these roots go down into the ground, have an awareness of the roots going through all the layers of the earth's crust. Past crystals, underground waterfalls, through and around the walls of caverns, deeper and deeper, until it is as though the whole world is at your feet. You have an awareness of the whole planet beneath you, And as you connect to the planet in this way, have an awareness of the planet vibrating, a deep resonance. And the more you concentrate and have an awareness of that, the more you are able to sense differences within the frequencies, as though the planet is talking, a deep resonance. Just have an awareness of the different tones and frequencies. And maybe you perceive them as a colour, or maybe you perceive them as different sounds in your mind, or just feelings. But just have an awareness of the earth vibrating, a vibrating mass of energy, rather than a solid lump of rock. Have an awareness of the frequency. And deep down in the centre of this frequency, become aware of the finest pitch of sound, as though there's one sound right at the centre of this resonance. And as you focus on that sound, the first colour that you think of, give that sound a colour. And have an awareness of that resonance and that colour coming back up your roots into your feet. And feel how you feel even more connected to Earth, a part of the symphony and the resonance, as that coloured light and the frequency comes back up into your roots and into your feet. Your feet may tingle and become warm as that energy flows into your feet and works its way up your legs. Using your imagination, have an awareness of that coloured energy flowing into your base chakra. And have an awareness of that sound and that feeling flowing into your base chakra, and see if you can sense or feel the frequency and the sound that your base chakra was residing and resonating. And notice how this changes as the sound from the centre of the earth mixes and merges and activates your base chakra. Take a deep breath and just have an awareness of the shift. Notice any difference in sound. And if you feel that there's a note or a pitch and you feel that you want to make that sound out loud, then do so. Take a deep breath in and then release that sound. Slowly, then the coloured light and the frequency of Earth moves up into your sacral. Again, focus on your sacral chakra and have an awareness of that frequency mixing with the frequency of your sacral. And just being curious, have an awareness of your sacral chakra and any colour or sound that you associate with it. If you don't, that's fine. But if you do, just have curiosity and have an awareness of that shifting as the frequency from the centre of the earth activates and opens that chakra. Again, take a deep breath in and allow your sacral to adjust to the different frequency. And if you feel drawn, then make the sound out loud. Take a deep breath in. And just release the sound in whatever way, shape or form it comes to you. No. A and then the energy flows higher into your solar plexus. Again, have an awareness of your solar plexus and frequency and a color that you associate with it. And being curious, notice how when the energy from the center of the earth comes into your solar plexus and activates and opens your solar plexus, have an awareness of the shift. Just be curious, have an awareness of any difference in color or sensation. And maybe see if you can actually hear a different pitch or tone as the energies open and are activated. Take a deep breath in. And again, if you feel drawn, make the sound, an energy sound out loud. And as your solar plexus is activated, it starts to extend rays of light all around you like the sun. Take a deep breath in and release any tension. As the energy from the center of the earth rises higher into your heart center. And once again, being curious, have an awareness of your heart chakra, of the colour and the resonance, and how this changes as the energy from the centre of the earth opens and activates it. Take a deep breath in, and this time as you breathe out, make an ah sound, as though you're lying on a beach in the sun and you can feel the warmth of the sand beneath you. Taking a deep breath in and release. Taking another deep breath in, do the same. Releasing any tension, allowing and embracing your heart chakra to open as the energy from the center of the earth activates and expands that chakra. And then slowly the energy flows up into your shoulders and down your arms, into your hands and fingers. As it also flows into your throat chakra, the energy from the earth activating and opening your throat center. Again, being curious, have an awareness of this chakra and have an awareness of how the energy from the center of the earth shifts the color and vibration. And maybe you hear the tonal frequencies change. And again, if you want to, taking a deep breath in, audibly make the sound that you hear or feel within your body as that energies shift. Sound intensifies and prolongs the energy shift, making it more manifest within your physical body. Slowly the energy flows up into your head and into your brow chakra, the center of your forehead. That beautiful energy from earth flowing into your brow chakra, opening and activating. Just for a moment, focus on your brow. Again, being curious, have an awareness of any shift in color or frequency. And taking a deep breath in, as you release, allow yourself to make a sound or tone that you feel is resonant within that chakra. And then slowly, the energy flows up into your crown, Again, have an awareness of your crown chakra and notice how it opens and is activated as the energy from Earth fills your body and fills that energy center. And imagine pure white light above your head. And as your crown chakra is completely open and activated, the pure white light flows through your body, flowing all through your chakras, flowing through your body and down, down and out your roots, and down into the center of the earth. You become a pillar of light. And as your crown chakra is fully connected to that beautiful energy in the center of the resonance of earth, become aware of the energy shift, not simply in your crown chakra, but in your whole body. And have an awareness of how you are a whole resonance of energy, just like the planet beneath your feet, a whole resonance of energy that belongs to the cosmos, nothing being solid and nothing being separate. And as you focus on that feeling, if any sounds bubble to the surface, then just allow those sounds to be expressed. Taking a deep breath in, as you breathe out, just release that tonal frequency. No. Taking another deep breath in, allow your body to adjust to the energy shift. And now, using your imagination, I'd like you to picture yourself walking along a pathway. You're walking along a pathway past the beautiful lake. To one side of you is the water. It gently ripples against the edge of the grass, and then the path that you're on is next to the grass. Just have an awareness of, first of all, of the path beneath your feet and what it's made of. Perhaps sand or stones or pebbles. And have an awareness of your feet walking on the path. And then gently turn your attention to the grass, the texture of the grass, and then the water beyond. And just for a moment, pause from walking and look out across the lake. And have an awareness of the colour of the water and of how it varies. And just reflect for a moment, if you were to draw that lake and colour that water, what colour would you choose? Would it be one solid colour of blue and green? Or are other colours there? Colours of reflections and different colours. And the more you look, the more perhaps you'll be aware of actually how many different shades of colour that there are. And as you reflect that every colour is a different frequency, you become aware of all the different frequencies that make up that body of water. And just for a moment, breathe that thought in and breathe that awareness in. The different frequencies of the water. And then turn your attention to the sky and do the same. As you look at the sky, have an awareness of all the different shades of colour. Perhaps you're seeing a blue sky, or maybe a sunrise or a sunset. Whatever it is that you see, just have an awareness of all the different colours. And again, have an awareness of all those colours having a different resonance, a different frequency. And breathe those colours and those frequencies into your body. And as you breathe them in, just have an awareness of whereabouts in your chakra system they seem to go first. although they will expand and fill your whole energy field, just have an awareness of which part of your body they go to first. And are these parts of your body the same parts of when you scanned through your body a few moments ago? And if any parts of your body draw your attention that the energy doesn't seem to go to, then with your thought, direct those frequencies into those parts of your body and take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, release any tension. Breathing in those frequencies and releasing any tension or strain. And as you've noticed the different frequencies, the different colours, just become aware of how you feel more expanded and more expansive yourself. You feel more deeply connected to the water and the sky and the ground beneath your feet. But you also feel more open, more activated and more expansive. And as you turn your attention away from the water and the sky and back to the grass and then look around you at the other parts of the landscape that you're surrounded by, notice how you start to see things that seemingly were invisible before. Maybe you'll see different plants. Maybe you'll see creatures, some you associate with Earth, and maybe some mythical creatures. Just be curious and observe whatever you see. As you gently continue along the pathway, you feel lighter and more expansive with every step that you take. Towards the end of the pathway, you become aware of trees, and beyond the trees an escarpment. As you enter within and among the trees, you're aware of the energy shifting. With your open and expanded consciousness, you may be aware of the tree spirits, or you may be aware of the trees actually talking. One particular tree will draw your attention. Just using your imagination, just for a moment, pause by the tree and reaching out with your hand, just touch the bark. And tracing your fingers along the bark, just become aware of the patterns in the bark, almost like hieroglyphics. Focusing on your own heart center, just send love and golden light towards the tree. And be aware of the resonance of the tree beneath your touch changing and shifting. As the tree acknowledges your presence and your love and sends you a message in response. The message may come in the form of an image or a feeling, or you may hear words in your mind. Just be open to receive whatever way the tree communicates with you. And once again, have an awareness of the tree being a resonance of energy. A resonance of energy that, yes, sure, you can touch, but also is a frequency beyond the third dimensional reality. Take a deep breath in. And then thanking the tree, make your way through the trees to the foot of the escarpment, where there's an opening to a cave. The cave is surrounded by luscious ferns and foliage, all different shades of green. And like you did when you looked at the water in the sky, just for a moment, really observe the foliage. And have an awareness of all the different shades of green and the different textures. And knowing that each individual shade is a different resonance of energy, really consciously breathe those frequencies into your body. Breathe in the connection to Earth and those frequencies. And again, notice how your energies feel more expansive and open as you do. take another deep breath in. And then gently walking towards the entrance to the cave, step inside. It may take a few moments and a few breaths to become accustomed to the difference in frequency and in light. But as your eyes adjust to that, you notice crystals in the walls of the cavern that seem to start to illuminate, almost like stars in a night sky. And the more you look, the more you see, until the whole interior of this cavern seems filled with points of light of different colours that shine out and illuminate the inside of the cavern, and you see quite clearly. It's not very big. Just for a moment, have an awareness of the crystals in the walls. And you become aware at the far end of the cavern of two glowing eyes. As slowly and gently, a dragon steps forward. Just using your imagination, have an awareness of the colour of this dragon as it just waits for you to get accustomed to it being there. And again, bringing your attention into your heart centre. Just imagine golden energy flowing from you towards the dragon, a greeting of love and peace. And have an awareness of energy and light emanating from the dragon as the dragon responds by doing the same. Using your imagination, have an awareness of light of different colours shining all around you. And as you observe the light, you may become aware of symbols and light codes within the light. If you wish, you can breathe these into your body, or simply allow them and watch them as they dance around the cave and the cavern. And picture yourself smiling, feeling light and welcomed. The warmth and love of the dragon surrounding your body and surrounding your energy field. The dragon has a very special gift for you and indicates a dragon's egg. Just for a moment, focus on the egg and have an awareness of the size and colour. And the dragon asks you to walk towards the egg and gently place your hands on either side of it. You smile and stepping forward, touch the surface of the dragon's egg. And just for a moment, have an awareness of what that feels like. Does it feel cool and smooth, or does it feel textured or warm? Just have an awareness. And as you connect to the frequency and vibration of the dragon's egg, again, open your heart center and see a coloured light flowing from your heart centre, sending the dragon's egg love. And have an awareness of that energy from your heart centre flowing all around the dragon's egg and soaking into the dragon's egg itself. And as you do, the vibration and intensity from the dragon's egg increases. And slowly, it starts to hatch. You feel bubbles of excitement and wonder as the egg moves and vibrates before your eyes and falls away to reveal a dragon. You smile and observe what the dragon looks like as it sits and blinks and looks back at you. You may be aware of the dragon, the larger dragon, or this young dragon giving you a name, its name. And the larger dragon tells you that this dragon is your guardian and your companion. an aspect of yourself that will help you connect and remember the frequencies and vibrations of earth energy, the energy of your body, energy that you dance with on a day-to-day basis, but also the energy that will help you fully connect to your sovereignty, the extent of who you are, to help the unseen and the invisible become visible once again. You smile as this young dragon moves towards you. Just have an awareness of its colour and size. And know that creatures from this realm, they're not solid. They can increase or decrease their size at will. You thank the larger dragon for the connection. And then gently make your way back out of the cave, the smaller dragon coming with you. Using your imagination, step back out from the cave. And notice how everything feels different. As you observe the trees, you were expanded before, but now your energies have shifted again. What seems different? The colour, the texture, or maybe the whole image of the trees seem a different form and shape. Be curious and breathe in the frequencies of whatever you see, consciously breathing in the colour, any sound resonance that you hear. And then continue to make your way back through the trees towards the water of the lake. And arriving back at the side of the lake, just have an awareness again of the water, the colours and the different colours. As your dragon sits or stands next to you, and just for a moment, lean against your dragon. Lean against its body. What does that feel like? Feeling of companionship and support. Do you feel warmth? Or perhaps a resonance of energy flooding into your body? Again, just for a moment, have an awareness of your dragon and any message, any communication that your dragon may have for you. And leaning against the dragon and knowing that your dragon is with you, part of your journey from this point on. And you can connect to your dragon at any time just through conscious choice. As you lean against the dragon and you become aware of your body, slowly bringing your attention back into your body, bringing your attention back down into your feet. When you're able, gently move your toes and your fingers, and then slowly open your eyes when you're ready. I hope you enjoyed the activation, and just be really kind to yourself because that energy shift is quite intense. So if you're feeling that your emotions are bubbling to the surface, then make sure that you send your awareness down to your feet and do the breathing that we did at the start of the activation, where you're breathing in that energy of earth and just releasing any tension that's bubbling up. The last thing that you want to do is to give those emotions that are bubbling up a story and make them mean anything. Because all that does is it relocks them back into your energy field and into your body. So, sure, observe where those emotions are coming from, and you may have a recollection of a situation or experience that wasn't particularly pleasant. But just really consciously acknowledge that they're bubbling up to be released. It's time to let them go. So one more thing before I leave you for now. Just have an awareness of how you felt with those energy shifts. And if you're wanting to really unlock and release your energies and expand into your true self and step out of that ego program, then I can't stress strongly enough to check out Kaya Mia. Kaya Mia is an energy system that is from Atlantean times and from the realms of the dragons, the invisible realms, the dragons and the star beings. And essentially it's made of light language and light codes that release and unlock your energy from the ego program and support you as you embrace your sovereign power. It serves as a path of ascension and remembrance of who you are and why you're here, allowing you to step into realms of higher vibration and expanded awareness and really experience the joy and abundance of who you are. So the website for Kaya Mia is www.kayamia.co.uk. And if you would like to explore how on Kaya Mia or what it could do for you, then please reach out through my website and I'm more than happy to catch up with you on a call and explore more personally how it, and what it can do for you. So until next time, take care and have lots of fun playing with your new dragon connection. Thank you for listening. So you don't miss an episode, be sure to follow this podcast. And you can claim an exciting free gift, contact and book a one-to-one session with me at www.centeredresonance.com. Until next time, remember, live the energy lifestyle for real world results.